We're just going to go to a conversation between Arabunna elder Uncle Kevin Buzzacott and Robbie Thorpe about the up-and-coming actions at the Tent Embassy in Canberra in February.
How you going?
How are you going?
You good, are you?
Yeah, we got a big one this year, I think, with all the fire and all the weather's going off a bit. Just, you know, the old media, they keep covering up. They say it's a natural disaster. It's not a natural disaster. It's a man-made.
Absolutely, it is.
And we've been talking about it for years, as you know, that these fellas can't look after the whole country and...
So where are you going to be on the day?
Well, I can't make it to Canberra on the 26th, but I will be there after because we've got some big, deep talks happening and we've got the climate change mob going to be there rallying.
Yeah, cool. What days are they? What date is that?
On the 4th.
Okay, cool.
But a lot of the mob getting there a bit early to do a bit of work, you know, strategising and stuff. The government sits on the 4th, so they're going to be up there rallying around the Parliament House, trying to get through to them.
I was talking to a young fella up there. He was asking me what was going to happen in Canberra, and I just said, look, the worst you can do is just get an eviction notice and some demands and deliver it to the Parliament and all the embassies in Canberra there. Yeah. Put them on notice, do something anyway, because it's worrying me that they're not going to actually do something there that year. It's an important year, 2020.
They're a little bit thing there, because a lot of our mob have been caught up with the bushfires too, and the roads and the floods.
Yeah.
And there's also three old fellas passed too, there's funerals happening. And so a lot of people, we don't know whether the roads are open yet, because I bet that the flood and bushfire is still happening there somewhere. So a lot of people won't be there, but they'll be there after. The next couple of months is going to be full on talking to people. And we just got to take over control, mate. These fellas can't run this country anymore. They're running amok with this. They're trying to chuck all this money at them, which is crazy. We get another bushfire again and it'll be all gone again. So yeah. These people are going to come and talk to us and get us involved, or they're going to just cop it all the time.
They know that they have to come to us, Hunk. They know. This is the proper law of the land here.
Yeah.
And if they fair income, they'd acknowledge it. If this country really wants to protect its sovereignty, they should actually recognise it.
Yeah.
And they're not doing it, and that's what makes it vulnerable to everybody. And the whole, you know, it makes it subject to the whole world. They just come and take what they want because there's no law here. It's just a corporation running the business.
Yeah. I'm looking at this map I've got on the wall here. That all those old East Coast, South Coast, all those places where all the old massacre sites where they killed our old people when they were over 200 years ago. And, these squatters are sitting up there. They're talking about rebuilding their life and money and whatnot. And what about us, poor buggers? Who's going to give us billions of dollars to rebuild our life? You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. No one cared about the Holocaust that happened to our people in 100 years of detention and repression, suppression, forced assimilation. Get nothing. Get basic welfare.
Yeah, we've never been able to get back and heal that our massacre place, you know, the old unrested old souls.
That's right.
And that's why the bushfires and stuff, these old people are really stirring them up now. The old country's talking.
I agree, Uncle.
And this is a wake-up call for these mobs. They don't wake up there now. Well, what can we do? We can't save them. If they come down and talk to us, we can save them. We can give them our old people look after the land.
They worry me, Uncle, because, you know, like, haven't they noticed the drought and the rivers drying up completely, the water table dropping? Yeah. They don't see the signs.
Yeah.
You know, in Melbourne today, we got all your country down here today in terms of the red dust. Melbourne's covered in red dust from Central Australia. You know, and they're not seeing the signs, Unc. They're not seeing them, and it's a real worry. And it's you're right. We have to take control of them. You know, with the support of the non-Aboriginal people, of course.
This is the wake-up call. I mean, the whole country can unleash more than that if it wants to. It's just trying to wake them up.
Yeah, I
agree.
The
whole country's got power galore, you know what I mean?
I do.
They can't see it. They're experts. All about digging up money, digging up country and ripping things up. Sacred place, they don't care. Our sacred plants are burning. Our sacred animals are getting burnt. Sacred trees are gone, and they're still ploughing up stuff and whatnot. Crazy.
They haven't stopped at all, you know. Unless they do recognise us, we're in trouble, I think, all of us.
Yeah. I think we need to put a big block funding in the High Court of Canberra to wake these mob up. And, mate, it's just killing people like me and us, us old fellas, and that we love this whole country, you know, and the kids love it. We've got to keep it for the kids.
Yeah.
And we've got to get rid of these mob. They can't run this land anymore.
Well, on just cause, you know, we should be running the country. They haven't got any legal right. They haven't got consent, jurisdiction. You know, they've got crimes against humanity. That's what they represent. So they're hardly a law. So if the people can see that, we can remove the criminal element in the process here, create a brand new day for everyone, you know.
That's what we've got to do. Get to Canberra, get the message out there. That's where this Canberra's the place, because that's where they make all the bullshit law that kills us all and kills our country and whatnot. Yeah, we got to go there and just run amok with them, you know.
I'm gonna try and meet you there because I don't think we've got nothing to lose. We have got nothing to lose here. We've got to step up again and until we do crack it. We've got nothing better to do, actually.
I think a lot of people are doing their Invasion Day march in their town, but after that, get to Canberra, I reckon, and we can put our heads together and have some deep conversation and workshops and how we can do it.
No, too deadly, Unc. I love you. You know, you always got a reasonable, rational, responsible way of dealing with everything, despite all the issues and problems that face you and your country. You know, if it wasn't for our elders guiding us, Unc, we'd be in trouble, I tell you.
Yeah. Same for you. And look, there's not too many of us old blokes left now. That's big, you know. A lot of the old activists, a lot of them are going for our fellows.
Yeah.
And we can't let their work go. You know, we've got to keep that struggle up.
Got to honour our ancestors.
Too deadly.
But I've still got some optimism, Unc. You know, I've got a feeling that colonialism's going to get knocked out this year, 2020, around about June, mid-year. It's going to be 250 rounds we've gone. I reckon they're going to get knocked out mid-year this year. And that means colonialism globally as well, you know. There's pressure from the environment. There's pressure from the people. You know, they've been there long enough, these fellas.
Yeah, we can't listen to their bullshit anymore. It's just going on and on.
Time for talking is over.
We've just got to take over, Talking's over. Take over. Let's take over. Get rid of them. They can come down and make peace, or they can catch the boat.
Well, we're looking for you because you're the general, Unc. For peace.
I don't know. I'm getting for worn peace out, on but earth. That's all right. But like you said, we've got one more little fight left.
Yeah.
This is the year.
That's right. And I think they're on the ropes too.
Yeah. Get everybody down there, and we'll. I don't know. The High Court's there. Everything's there. Our embassy's still there. It's been pounded and grounded like everybody else, and. We'll get it going again, and we'll end the fight, I think.
Yeah, I reckon. You know, we've got to keep that belief and faith, and, you know, we've fought a good fight, our people. We haven't consented. We've still got our sovereignty. You know, it's an incredible struggle, and I think we can wind it all up this year and create something really good for everyone in this country, you know. At the end of the day, it's the land that's so important for our future generations. We don't like it that we're all, you know, and that connects us all together, surely. There's Australia's in a state of denial. You know, it's a really dangerous situation. Denial is like a mental illness, so is racism. So we'll snap them out of that.
Said, what, you know, they're chucking all this money at these squatters that's squatting on the land, on stolen land, sacred land, and what do we get? Nothing. We get the pain.
And they're rewarding the loggers, the farmers, and the miners. The land-raping industries in this country, they're getting rewarded for the damage that they've done. You know, it doesn't make sense. But hopefully the rest of the world can see what's going on. I think they are starting to realise what crime scene Australia is really all about. So, you know, we just got to keep fighting, never give up what we believe in and what's true for our people. Yeah. And then sooner or later we'll come home, brother.
Well, okay, stay tuned and we'll catch this all there. Now, this recording should go, we should send all this around, all the radio station, what do you call it?
Yeah, the network.
Yeah, the network, send it around to the network, that people know, get down there and, you know, we're sorry for the old people too. We've got to remember and honour our old heroes and all that. And that's why we'll win, because our country's with us.
Yeah, I agree.
You can't beat the spirit and you can't beat the truth.
No, and I'll be up on the stage in the rally on Sunday, and I'll be singing up the mob to be going to Canberra and finish the business off.
No worries. Okay.
All right. Love and respect to all your mob up there.
Yeah, no worries. Same with you.
All right, all right. All right, okay. See ya. Okay. Bye.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was a conversation between Robbie Thorpe and Uncle Kevin Buscott of the Arabana. And we're coming at you live today from the 3CR Studios, 21 Smith Street, for our special Invasion Day broadcast.